Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wynn's Women of Wisdom, everyone. Today, I actually have a team member of my team on the line with me as my guest, Colleen Hall, who does an amazing job, if I don't say so myself, about compilating books more like it. She's written two of her own books and compilated several others, and she's going to talk about her journey and what all this means to all of us. And she owns the company called Hot Pink Publishing, which has nothing to do with high heels. And she also coins the taglines of chocolate and diamonds. So if you've seen that floating around Facebook, not so much Twitter, but floating around Facebook. And so I would like to welcome my team member, the fabulous Colleen Hall, on Wynn's Women of Wisdom.
Well, thank you for having me. We've been working with each other for a while now, and I would like to say I'm really honored to be on this show. I've followed this show for a couple of years now. It's a great program. You've got a great listener audience, and you do a lot to help women break out of their shell. So here's how I got started. I actually, in 2005, I had a brief meltdown, and so for 5 years, from 2005 to 2010, I was kind of emotionally paralyzed, that's what I call it. And in 2010, I decided that it was time to make a change in my life, and I quit my life insurance job, and I came home to be home with my kids because my middle son, Joshua, was having seizures. So that led to all kinds of fun things, and life just kind of crashed, and I got back up and crashed again, and I got back up and crashed again. I said, I'm tired of my life crashing. What is going on? That's when I decided to write my first book, and it's called The Paradigm. It was very raw and still is not perfect, but I just decided I didn't care if it was perfect or not. I was going to finish it, get it out, and get it published. And it was such a fun experience, learning how to use CreateSpace and how to use Kindle and how that you could actually publish a book with little or no cost to you or to me or to anyone as a new author who wants to publish their book. It's not, it's a lot of little things here and there that you have to go through to actually get it up there and finished.
Yeah.
But the fact is that it is out there and it's available for new authors. So I love the process so much. I realized that I could help other women do the same thing, and that is where the compilation idea was born.
And how many compilations have you done? I know I was personally involved with one, but how many compilations are we on now?
Well, we have the two empowered women of social media, the chocolate and diamonds for the woman. So just released on Kindle on September 13th, and then we're having the paperback launch this Sunday. That's my third compilation sponsored by Hot Pink. But I've actually written in another one called Oh Amazing Wellness. So I've written in one and compiled three. So this is the third one. The next one is Chocolate and Diamonds for the Mother's Soul, and it's not going to launch until March.
So this is the third one, and as we were texting back and forth this morning, you said, compiling too many women is enough for you. And you said that you just want to work on your own work because, quite frankly, it's enough for me. I mean, with my experience with empowering women of social media and 20 Beautiful Women written by Saul Batakis, who's now out of Los Angeles, I cannot focus on my own work the life of me. I mean,
well,
I cannot focus on my own work because people knew I already, so they were asking me questions for the first time author that I had to answer, you had to answer, Josh had to answer, Denise had to answer. All of us got pushed into answering these idiotic questions. And now I understand why people were asking me seamless, idiotic questions. But I felt like saying, go look it up on like, Google's going to be your best friend, people. Google is going to be your best friend.
Yeah, exactly. And I direct a lot of people to Google, too. But fortunately, since that first book, we've created a good system, and we're using Teamwork to do upload the files and things like that. So we've streamlined the process a good bit. But for me, emotionally and physically, I'm only going to do one, maybe two more, and end it by June of 2016. I do have a compiler program now. So if women want to compile their own books, I have a training program that I'm putting them through. Then I'm going to settle down and focus on writing the paradigm sequence and enjoying my children.
Exactly. Exactly, because you are working too much with a physical disability, which is diabetes, and so that's a whole nother story in itself. And so you are just, we need to, even though anthologies are wonderful, and I would recommend, now this is only my recommendation, write a book first and publish the book first, then go into anthologies. People say,
yes, that's right.
Oh, I'll just go into anthologies, but they don't understand when they jump in with 2 million left feet without having a concrete idea how to write a book. Then you got me, Cola, Josh, all after you answering, you're coming behind this mother goose answering all these idiotic questions that you should be aware of. And I know that authors are authors, and I know they get excited about anthologies, but my recommendation is write a book before you do an anthology, because there's so many programs out there. I know Saba has one, you have one, Patricia Blanchett has one, although she's out of Canada, and there's so many anthologies out there, and the most popular one that was an anthology was, I believe, Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Yeah, that is correct. I was at Books A Million the other day and just amazed to see that on the self-help shelf, the second shelf down, half of the shelf was filled with Chicken Soup books.
Really?
And now the Chicken Soup series, there's no way that you could look at that shelf without picking up a book. So the ladies do present a lot of questions, and, you know, I don't necessarily consider them idiotic. I think that everybody has questions about the process. The thing is that with the Chocolate and Diamond series, I implemented a system called confusion mitigation. And basically what that means is that in order to alleviate some of the confusion, I'm just going to flood the secret group that we had to plan. I was just going to flood it with information so that there was no way that anyone could be confused about anything.
Sure.
And I held more training calls, and I had two or three team members. I had Lori Grant, who's an absolute wonderful human being to know. If you've never worked with her before, she's an organizational powerhouse. She organizes everything very, very clearly and easily to understand. And then, of course, Denise Thompson did help with some of the earlier emotional coaching. And then I had a couple of editors from Canada who were really sharp, and they were able to look over the manuscript. And for the most part, it went really well. And I'll tell you, I want to highlight a couple of people in that book that you may not have met yet. One of the girls that wrote, she's 21 now, but last spring, you know, you and Daniel Coulter, both of y'all do skiing. Well, this little girl's name is Jamie Mozzi. And she had a skiing accident last year in April. She was practicing or something, and she had traumatic brain injury. So on the same day that I was talking to her mother about being an author in the book, Jamie had her accident. So her mother actually documented the healing journey that Jamie went through while she was coming out of her traumatic brain injury.
Oh, and God.
The doctors had given her a bad prognosis, but her mother said, no way, I'm not going to accept that.
Yeah.
So she prayed and she brought in light workers from Facebook, and every day she was posting the updates. And today Jamie is back in the skiing circuit practicing for the X Games because
of her mother's love.
Right.
Oh,
and so that's one of the stories that's in our book. Both Jamie and her mama wrote a chapter in Chocolate and Diamonds for the Women. So that's just two of them. There's another young girl that's 16 years old and has autism. She's never written anything at all in her whole life. And this was her first time at writing. So these are the stories that I like to see come into this anthology program. So when the women leave from here, they're usually ready to write their own book. However,
yeah.
I do agree with you that going through the process of writing your own book, even if it's a small memoir, gets you familiar with the process of publishing, promoting, and all
yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah. And then you can go on to the anthologies, but just be careful with the anthologies if it's your first time. Now, what would you recommend, not to me necessarily, because I have published books of the yin yang, and
yes,
what
you have.
Do you recommend to people who are listening to my program and listening to us talk, and they want to Google the word anthology and get involved with one?
First of all, I've Googled the word anthology myself, and there's really not, the thing is, it's such a new thing, there's not that much information out there about anthologies that are going on. But if you are, if they're interested in participating in a collaborative book, the best thing to do is go, really do a search at Facebook, or if you're going to do a search at Google, make sure you add opportunities to write in a book collaboration or something like that, because just putting in the word anthologies really doesn't bring up much of anything. I actually started a WordPress blog called Anthology Creation 101 with my intention to put information out there about what anthologies are, how they work, what are their benefits, what are their downfalls, because Google didn't have very many search results. So, if you're interested in taking part in a book compilation, if you could get with Wynn or myself, and I could recommend you to several different ones that are going on right now that don't have anything to do with Hot Pink, other than I do have some compilers out there who put in together their own books. So Shivana Moore is doing the Divas series, and it's about different pathways in life. Lorraine Sacco is also doing one about stepping stones. Deanna Booker's doing a compilation as well. So there's several out there.
And so there's several out there, but what would be your top recommendation for this process?
Well, if you decide what it is that you want to write about, most people who join the compilations, they want to be an author, but they don't want to have to write their whole book yet, just like you and I just now talked about. So my recommendation is you decide what it is that you want to write about. Do you have a personal story? Do you have a business tip strategy you want to share? Do you have a story about transformation? Are you a coach? Are you a burning message? And then find one that matches your message, because you don't want to write a business story in a book that's about emotional recovery from trauma.
Exactly. No. And the compiler has very specific niche topics necessarily.
Correct.
And the one, 20 Beautiful Women, which has gone all over the place, that I was in, Sabatakis's one, was solely focused on women. And now
Right. She
has a self-African edition, and she has, I believe, a men's edition too. And so, but most of these compilers have a very specific topic. And my books my own books are actually very specific. One's I, Comma, Win is about, and my teen novel series, which I'm in the process of writing, and is about teaching disabilities through a way that could relate to teens.
So right. And you also, in your novels, and I've read them both so far, what I like the best is that you make it so real. Like, in The View from My Heels, the part that I enjoyed the most was when Kelly was throwing down at the airport people. And it was just like, I was like, yes. You know, you grab people and you yank them into the story, and that's what's supposed to happen in a novel.
Yeah.
So most compilers, especially the compilers that I'm working with, they've already got a book under their belt, and now they're wanting to bring people in so they can teach them. They've got a coaching modality most of the time, and what they want to do is when their writers are writing their articles or stories, they're also coaching them on different things, like they're giving them business coaching or life coaching.
Yeah. And so most compilers, this is not their first time out of the shoot. We ourselves have to do trial and error before we start a compilation.
That's right.
To be in one or to compile one, because technology is technology. I mean, create space. Self-publishing, also known as vanity publishing, is the next thing since sliced bread, because the New York Times is getting pickier and pickier and pickier. They actually changed the rules because a couple months ago a self-published book came out and it hit number one. It was a rabbit that couldn't go to sleep. And the next day it got a traditional publishing deal. And so the New York Times, when it hit number one, the New York Times picked it up. Well, it got a traditionally publishing deal. So now I think the New York Times has changed the rules a bit. So
you are exactly right.
We can't necessarily get to the top as easily as we could, because Tom, Dick, and Harry is publishing a book.
Well, a lot of people are publishing books, but here's what's happening. Okay, in the past, the New York Times looked only at sales of books that were actually on the shelf, in the stores, how many books were selling, and that was it. And so people figured out that system as well. They figured, well, I could sell 5,000 books or buy 5,000 books of my own or have people. But then something changed because Create Space and Kindle came up and started changing the rules a little bit. Now e-books are number one moneymakers online, and the New York Times is starting to pick up the e-book in their list that they publish every Sunday.
I'm noticing that I am selling a lot more e-books than I am on Kindle than I am paperback books.
That's
the
way it's going.
I'm also selling a lot of audio books because people don't have time to physically pick up a book anymore.
I have to have my book, so I don't think I'll ever change. I've got to have something in my hand.
Well, yeah, I said to my fan base when this last book came out, what would you prefer, e-books or traditional paperback? And because that's a complete option on Create Space. You don't necessarily have to publish paperback just to get on Kindle, because they are a totally different system, as Colin knows. But it was a 50-50 split between paperback and publishing. But a lot of people like ebooks and a lot of people like podcasts. Too.
Right, absolutely. And the thing is, you have to have your books available where people want them to be. If they want to read your book on a Kindle, you better have your book on a Kindle. If they want to read your book in paperback, you better have it in a paperback, even if it's little. I mean, Kindle's easy, and a lot of new self-published authors, they don't ever go to paperback, and I think that's a mistake. All you have to do with paperback is get yourself a cover that's the right dimensions, the right DPI, and you can have a cover, a paperback. The process is very easy. So CreateSpace serves as a print house.
Exactly. They want it on Kindle, and when I purchased another Kindle book the other day, I was shocked. $8.99 for a Kindle book. Now, is that because it's traditionally published and the publisher was bucking and squawking at Amazon, or is that because of the price and inflation? I could not tell. I know this book, it was traditionally published and is traditionally published, but I'm shocked at the price point of a Kindle book now.
Right. Right. I mean, that's your traditional publishers are always going to do that. That's why it's so affordable and feasible and makes so much sense to either self-publish yourself or get with a company that can get with someone that can help you learn how to do self-publishing.
Yes. Well, get with a company that, because even though we all want those traditional publishing deals, God knows I do, I think that the traditional publishers are now balking and squawking at you, me, Saba, everyone else, Danielle, doing food, my BFF in this month, because we are all self-publishing books, so they don't know what to do when they see a flood of self-published books coming at lower prices. So they think, oh, we'll just raise the price to $9 for a Kindle book.
Right, but, you know, they're also having to evolve. I noticed Hay House is doing a lot more training of people to on how to write their books. Now they're trying to bring in some of that self-publishing market because they're losing business. People are learning how to do things themselves, and that's dangerous for any company.
Exactly. Exactly. It's dangerous. It's dangerous for any company. I mean, in the next 2 years, with help, I'm going to be on the New York Times bestseller list myself, personally. And the one book that I was involved with, not necessarily an anthology, but that book will be on the New York Times bestseller list. And that book was self-published. So I think the traditional publishers are shutting down because they see that they can't stay in business. I mean, I have a friend who is traditionally published, and I don't know how the publisher keeps on.
Well, I mean, I know as far as earning income and making royalty money, you definitely are in a much better position to make money from your books if you're self-published, because you get all that royalty yourself. You don't have to share it. Mainly a traditional publishing company, they do the creation of the book. They provide the editing services. They get the manuscript together. They get the book together, and then they do a ton of promotion. So their main deal is to get an agent to, you know, get, you know, bring those manuscripts to them, but they charge ridiculous prices. I had a company call me about the Paradigm book that was $10,000. I'm like, do I look like I have $10,000?
No. So it's, so they did, but I know that, who was it? J.K. Rowling published her, before she published it in paperback, she did a Kindle launch herself. And, of course, J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter. And, of course, that's traditionally published. But I know several big-time authors that have that are in the traditional publishing world, but they want to do self-publishing because they want to keep the rights.
Exactly. It's just, It's just depending on what kind of book it is. And I think the book you were talking about that was self-published was 50 Shades of Grey. And that one went to crazy. It just went crazy.
Well,
the Twilight series started out as self-publishing.
50 Shades of Grey. I believe that J.K. Rowling did 50 Shades of Grey was by E.L. James. And I believe that J.K. Rowling also did a self-publishing stint on Kindle.
Well, if you'll watch, I mean, J.K. Rowling has been interviewed several times. And just watch these big authors, they're recognizing the power of self-publishing. So there's room for everybody in both areas. You know, there really is. But for new authors who are just getting started, who really, like when I first started writing The Paradigm, I didn't know there were any options. I thought you had to write a book, you had to get with a publisher, and that was it. Then someone told me about CreateSpace. I said, how much did it cost for you to do it like that? She said, it didn't cost anything. I just had to get my manuscript and PDF, upload it, and do a cover. I said, are you serious? And that's when I was introduced to CreateSpace. So if you're a brand new author, my advice to you is try it. Just start a CreateSpace account. Go through the process of creating a title. Look at all the different things that you have to do, and just go through that little process. Write a small, tiny book, put a little bitty cover on it. It could just be a 50-page booklet. Because, like, Danielle's books, they're really little. The little Zoe series, they're little books. We could do it, and get them printed. So just try it. Go to createspace.com, start a title.
Yes, start a title. I mean, it's easy. And what I want to recommend to you, Carla, and to all my listeners out there, there's another easy self-publishing platform called Draft to Digital. And what they do is you upload the manuscript, you upload the cover, but they publish it on Nook, Apple iBooks, Oyster, what's the other one? They publish on every platform except Kindle, because Kindle's picky, and Kindle won't let the publisher Draft Digital take over their process because they are an entity of Amazon.
Right. And what did you say it was called?
Draft to Digital.
Okay.
And I will put the link on Facebook. I will put, for anyone who's listening on this podcast, I will put the link on Facebook. I will message you the link, Carla, so you can check it out. And then for anyone who's listening on this podcast, I will put it on Twitter, put it on Facebook.
That sounds good. I want to say one more thing. To everyone who's listening to this podcast, thank you for taking the time today to listen to me talk about my stuff. But I want you to go over to Amazon and type in the words, Win Kelly Charles, and then buy her books, because they are worth buying. You need to buy them in paperback, get them delivered to your house, put them in your hands, and read them. Because they're really, really, really fantastic reads. Like I said, the novels take you in. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll laugh some more. And when you end it, you'll feel good. So anyway, that is my plug for you.
Thank you for the plug. And as I said, reach out to Carla or I or Danielle. Danielle may be able to help in this aspect. And I appreciate all my listeners. And I appreciate everyone who has supported Women of Wisdom, and I appreciate all your support.
Well, thank you, and you have a good day. I'm fixing to go in there and get some Cookie Monster loving, because we just got home, and she's at the door.
Exactly.
Cookie Monster is my 3-year-old granddaughter.
You will find out who Cookie Monster is. Yes, exactly. Maybe she'll bite us. KDT Kindle books one of these days on KDT.
I think she's going to be a country music singer.
Yeah. Oh, well, We didn't get into the indie aspect of music, but maybe someday we will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And I appreciate every listener on Women of Wisdom. If you want to reach out to me, I'm on Facebook, or my link is below on this podcast. And if you just want to reach out to me and be on this podcast, that's wonderful. I'll also post links on Facebook, and I'll also post my links on Facebook, and I appreciate the power. Bye, you guys.